The following is a lecture entitled The Importance of the Holy Name, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 29th, 2013, in Riga, Latvia.
So, I was asked to speak tonight on the most sublime topic.
Šovakar mani lūdza sniegt lekciju par
The holy names. So, what's so special about the holy names? They're not some ordinary vibrations. The holy names are Krishna himself. So it's called Nama Avatar. By associating with Krishna's holy names, one is directly associating with Krishna, the Supreme Person. So, what could be more nectarian than that? To directly associate with the reservoir of all pleasure. All pleasure is coming from Krishna. There is no pleasure being separated from Krishna. And there is unlimited pleasure in being connected with Krishna. There are different systems of connecting with Krishna. In the Satya Yuga, through the mystic yoga system. In the Treta Yuga, through great sacrificial ceremonies. In the Dvarpa Yuga, through very, very opulent deity worship. But the Kali Yuga? Hara Nama eva kevalam kalo nasteva gatiranyatam. In this age of Kali, there is no other alternative, than the chanting of the holy names, chanting of the holy names.
Kali Yuga nav citas alternatīvas, trīs reizes tiek teikts, nav citas alternatīvas, kā skandēt svēto vārdu,
There are other processes which people are interested in following, the karma, jnana, and yoga.
Ir citi procesi, karma, jnana, un yoga, kuriem cilvēki vēlas sekot.
But the Brihannaradiya Purana three times states Haranama to defeat karma, jnana, and yoga. 1, 2, 3.
Brihad Naradi Purana trīs reizes ir atkārtots Harinama. Tāds svētais vārds, lai un ar katru no šiem reizēm tiek sakauts katrs no šiem karma, jnana, un yoga.
It would be very appropriate if we were to hear directly from the Supreme Person himself regarding the chanting of his name.
It would be
very appropriate.
Tas būtu ļoti pareizi, labi, ja mēs dzirdētu tieši no visaugstākās personības attiecībā par to, kā pareizi skandēt svēto vārdu.
And to hear the purport of Krishna's pure devotee in this regard.
Un dzirdēt tīra Krishna's bhaktas skaidrojumu šajā sakarā.
Therefore, we will now read from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 14.
Un tāpēc mēs šovakar lasīsim no Bhagavad Gītas 9. Nodaļas 14. pantu.
Everybody can repeat after me to create auspiciousness in the atmosphere.
Un katrs lūdzu centieties atkārtot man līdzi, un tādā veidā mēs sekmēsim īpaši labvēlīgu atmosfēru šeit.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam.
Satatam Kirtayanto Mam.
Yatantascha Dridhavrata.
Yatantascha Dridhavrata.
Namashantascha Mam Bhaktya. Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Vienmēr apdziedot manu godību, visiem spēkiem un ar lielu noteiktību, cenšoties, noliecoties manā priekšā, šīs dižinās dvēseles nepārtraukti kalpo man.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things, therefore a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmajyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. This is devotion. Shavanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve the ultimate end, the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. So, how do you become a Mahatma?
Tā, kā tad jūs kļūstat par Mahatma?
By chanting Hare Krishna.
Skandējos Hare Krishna.
So, why does that transform one into a Mahatma?
Kāpēc gan tad tas transformē, pārveido kādu par Mahatma?
What is the science behind it?
Kas tā ir par zinātni, kas es tā visi slēpis?
Is it imposing something on us?
Vai tas mums kaut ko Imposing meaning imposing.
Is it imposing something upon us? Is the chanting of the holy name imposing something artificially on our consciousness?
Jā, vai tas mākslīgā veidā kaut kādā transformē mūsu, izmaina mūsu apziņu?
No.
Nē.
The holy name is extracting what is actually there within us.
Garīgi svētais vārds tātad izvēl kārā to, kas patiesībā mūsos jau ir.
Within our hearts, we have pure bhakti.
Mūsu sirdīs ir tīrs bhakti.
Yes, actually, you're a pure devotee.
Jā, patiesībā jūs esat tīri bhaktis.
Deep within your heart, you're a pure devotee.
Dziļi savā sirdī jūs esat tīri bhaktis.
But it's covered.
Bet tas ir aizpārklāts šobrīd.
For millions of lifetimes, we've been serving our senses.
Miljoniem dzīvi mēs esam kalpojuši savām maņām.
And by this sense gratification, we become more and more and more covered by the modes of nature.
Un dēļ šīs maņu apmierināšanas mēs arvien vairāk un vairāk esam pārklājuši šo te savu būtību.
This chanting reverses the process.
Svētā vārda atkārtošana pavērš šo procesu pretējā virzienā.
Instead of becoming more covered, the more we chant, the more we become uncovered.
Un tā vietā, lai ir vien vairāk ar vairāk tas pārklājums nākt par mums, kad mēs skandējam svēto vārdu, tas pārklājums pazūd.
It's just like if there's some mirror in a house.
Tā, piemēram, kādā mājā ir spoguls.
And the house was locked up for 50 years. Nobody went in the house for 50 years.
Un māja ir bijusi aizslēgta 50 gadu garumā.
So you go into that house and the mirror is completely covered with dust. You can't see anything in it.
Un, ja jūs ieiesiet tajā mājā pēc 50 gadiem, tad jūs redzēsiet, ka spogulis ir pilnībā pārklājies ar putekļiem. Neko tajā nevar redzēt.
But if you will clean that mirror,
bet, ja jūs notīrīsiet šo spoguli,
then gradually as you get the dirt away, you'll see a very nice reflection in the mirror.
Pakāpeniski noslaukot putekļus, jūs redzēsiet brīnišķīgu attēlu.
So this, the mind is compared to a mirror.
Mūsu prāts tiek salīdzināts ar spoguli.
And the material modes of nature are compared to the dust.
Un materiālās pasaules tās īpašības ir salīdzinātas ar putekļiem.
And the chanting is the cleansing process to remove the dust.
Un svētā vārda atkārtošana ir tas attīrīšanas process, kā palīdzību mēs šos putekļus notīrām.
So, if one will chant Hare Krishna,
cilvēks atkārtos Hare Krishna,
and also take prasādam,
un arī baudīs prasādam,
by this combination of diet and medicine,
šīta diētas un zāļu kombinācija.
One will become cured from the disease of the repetition of birth and death.
Tādā veidā cilvēks izārstēsies no slimības, kuras būtība ir nepārtraukta piedzimšana un nāve.
One will regain his original position as the eternal servant of Krishna.
Un tādā veidā cilvēks atgūs savu sākotnējo dabisko stāvokli, kas ir būt Krišnas kalpam.
So how do I know if I'm getting awakened or not?
Kā gan es varu zināt, vai es pakāpeniski to pat atmodināts?
You will feel the ecstasy.
Jūs jūtīsiet ekstāzi.
If you're feeling enlivened, understanding that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna.
Un, ja jūs jūtīsiet, ka tādu arvien pieaugušu prieku, ka es esmu Krišnas kalps.
Then you can know that you're actually becoming spiritually enlightened.
Un, ja jūs to jūtat, tad jūs zināt, ka jūs garīgi to pat atmodināts.
But if you hear I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, you go, oh no, that sounds horrible.
Bet, ja jūs dzirdat, ka saka, tu esi mūžīgs Krišnas kalps, un pirmā doma, kas ienāk prātā, oh, cik tas ir briesmīgi.
Then you're still sound asleep.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs cieši guļat vēl.
So we have to study. I mean, is it a good deal to be a devotee, a servant of Krishna, or is it a bad deal to be a servant of Krishna?
Tāpēc mums ir nopietni tas jāstudē. Tas ir labi būt Krišnas kalpam, vai tas nav labi būt Krišnas kalpam?
Everybody wants to know, what's in it for me?
Katrs vēl zināt, kāds gan man labums no tā?
So is there any benefit by being the eternal servant of Krishna?
Vai vispār ir kāds iegūms no tā, ka es būšu Krišnas mūžīgs kalps?
Actually, there's many benefits.
Patiesībā ir daudz iegūmu.
Described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22.
Un šie iegūmi ir aprakstīti 9. nodaļas 22. pantā.
Ananya shintayanto mam yejana prayapasate tesham nichabhyuktanam yogachema vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion.
Tiem, kas vienmēr ar sirdi un dvēseli godina mani.
Meditating on my transcendental form.
Un vērš prātu uz manu pārpasaulīgo veidolu.
I preserve whatever they have and I provide whatever they lack.
Es dodu to, kā viņiem trūkst, un saglabāju to, kas ir.
So once you surrender to Krishna, you have no fear anymore, you have no anxiety.
Un tiklīdz jūs uzticat sevi Krišnam, jums nav ne par ko vairs jābaidās.
Because you know that Krishna will always take good care of you.
Jo jūs zināsiet, jūs zināt, ka Krišna vienmēr parūpēsies par jums.
He will always put you in a situation which is ideal for your making further and further progress back to him.
Viņš vienmēr jūs nostādīs tādā situācijā, kas ir ideāla tam, lai jūs varētu virzīties atpakaļ ceļā pie viņa.
So it's pretty ecstatic when you feel that confidence.
Un tas ir ļoti ekstātiski, tā ir sajūta, kad jūs jūtat šo pārliecību.
I have no fear anymore, you see.
Man nav vairs par ko baidīties.
Just like Prabhupada's name, Abhaicharan.
Kā piemēram Prabhupada's vārds, Abhaicharans.
One who becomes fearless by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Un tas nozīmē tas, kurš ir kļuvis bezbailīgs, pieņemot patvērumu pie kunga lotus pēdām.
Krishna is already taking care of the atheists.
Krishna jau rūpējas par ateistiem.
He's feeding the atheists.
Viņš baro ateistus.
He's feeding the animals.
Viņš baro dzīvniekus.
How much an elephant eats every day?
Katru dienu padomā, cik daudz zivo
un savā. Does he chant Hare Krishna?
Vai viņš skandē Hare Krishna?
No.
Ne.
But still, God is providing for his eatables every day, the elephant.
Bet neraugoties uz to, Dievs parūpējas, lai zivoniem katru dienu ir ko ēst.
The tiger.
Tīģers.
Everybody is getting their eatables by God's arrangement.
Pateicoties Dievam, katrs saņem ko ēst.
The only starvation in the world is due to mismanagement by materialistically minded men.
Vienīgi bats pasaulē ir tikai tāpēc, ka cilvēki nepareizi izrīkojas ar resursiem.
But God has provided sufficient eatables for everyone.
Taču Dievs nodrošina ēdamo visiem.
And he never lets his devotees starve, never. So, what's the deal? What's the problem? What's the anxiety? No anxiety. And just surrender ourselves to Krishna. Achieve in our original spiritual forms, which are eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Un sasniedziet savu sākotnējo formu, kurā jūs esat mūžīgi, zināšana pilna un svētlājums pilna.
You see, having a material body, it's a problem.
Tas, ka mums ir materiālie ķermeni, tā taču ir problēma.
And it really is, it's a bad deal.
Un tā, tas tā tiešām ir, tas ir slikts.
Because who wants to get old?
Kurš grib kļūt vecs?
Who wants to get sick?
Kurš vēlas kļūt slims?
Who wants to die?
Kurš vēlas mirt?
But yet these bodies are forced to get sick, to get old and to die.
Bet šie ķermeņi materiālie, tie ir spiesti kļūt veci, slimi un beigās.
So, someone who chooses sense gratification over bhakti, it has to be the biggest idiot in all the three worlds.
Un tas, kurš izvēlās maņu apmierināšanu bhakti vietā, tam ir jābūt vienkārši, jāsauc viņš par lielāko idiotu visās trijās pasaulēs.
It's like somebody who chooses to stay in the Titanic instead of getting in the lifeboat.
Tas tāpat kā tas, kurš paliek uz Titanic, tā vietā, lai glābšanas laivā ielektu.
The Titanic is sinking.
Titanics grimst.
And there's the lifeboat.
Lūk ir glābšanas laiva.
But you may think, well, I think it'd be more, I'd be more comfortable in a Titanic than I would be in a lifeboat.
Bet kāds domā, nē, man būs daudz ērtāk uz Titanic nekā tajā glābšanas laivā.
I have a nice cabin on, in the Titanic. A wonderful cabin, first class cabin I have.
Pirmās klases kajītē uz Titanic.
There's a nice restaurant there.
Tur ir labs restorāns.
There's an orchestra playing beautiful music.
Spēlē skaistu mūziku.
I think the Titanic would be much nicer than being on some lifeboat, sitting out there in a lifeboat with the wind blowing over you.
Un atrasties uz Titanicu tunīgi noteikti daudz patīkamāk nekā kaut kādā glābšanas laivā, kur vējš tos vilko gar ausī.
So we shouldn't be foolish like that.
Mums nevajadzētu būt tik.
Thinking about who wants to practice the austere life of Krishna consciousness.
Domājot, kurš gan vēl saskais pilno Krishnas apziņas dzīvi.
I have to give up my beloved Big Macs.
Man ir jāatsakās no maniem mīļotajiem Big Maciem.
No more beer.
Nekādu alus vairāk.
I love my beer.
Man patīk mans, es mīlu savu alu.
No more sex for fun.
Un priekam nekāds seks prieku.
I really like having sex. It's a lot of fun.
Un man tiešām tas patīk.
If I become a strict devotee, I can only use it for procreation.
Ja es būšu strikts baktais, tikai varēšu to izmantot bērnu radīšanai.
So that doesn't sound very good.
Galīgi tas nepēc kā neizklausās.
So one can analyze in this way, you see.
Un cilvēks varētu pastīties uz to tādā veidā.
Based on the material senses.
Balstoties uz materiālajām maņām.
But this means you're thinking your cabin on the Titanic is better than the lifeboat.
Bet tas ir tāpat kā domāt, ka jūsu kajīte uz Titanic ir labāk nekā glābšanas laiva.
My wonderful cabin.
Mana brīnišķīgā kajīte.
With a silk blanket.
Ar zīda palagiem.
And the goose down pillow, he said.
Un ar dūnām piedzītu.
The boat is sinking.
Bet Titanic
ir. What good is your sense enjoyment?
Kādi jēga no jūs mani
apmīt? The whole thing is sinking.
Visa tā vieta kopumā grims.
Better get on the lifeboat.
Labāk glābieties.
Even as a little austere.
Glābšanas laivā, neraugoties to, ka tā diezgan asketiski.
Actually, not very austere, but we have a nice lifeboat.
Kaut gan patiesībā mums ir ļoti labi glābšanas.
We have delicious prasādam.
Mums ir brīnišķīgs prasādam.
We have the best music in all the whole universe, kirtan.
Labākā mūzika visā visumā, kirtans.
We have wonderful books by Prabhupāda.
Mums ir brīnišķīgas Prabhupādas grāmatas.
We have a beautiful deities to relish their transcendental forms.
Mums ir brīnišķīgas dievības, kur pārpasaulīgās formas baudīt.
We have a wonderful society of devotees. You can become a part of the spiritual family, the ISKCON family.
Un mums ir brīnišķīgi baktas, kur kompānija atrasties, un kas ir tās garīgās ISKCON ģimenes.
We have wonderful places of pilgrimage, like Vrindavan and Mayapur.
Mums ir brīnišķīgas svētceļojuma lietas, kā Mayapura, Vrindavan.
We have wonderful festivals.
Mums ir brīnišķīgi festivāli.
It's like they had a festival in Tallinn, and we're having one in the summer festival, with so many wonderful festivals. I mean, it's not really austere. We're enjoying better than anybody in all the three worlds. We're enjoying more than the demigods on the heavenly planets. Because we are connecting with Krishna. Through the mercy of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's fun, it really is. I mean, I get up every day looking forward to another day of Krishna consciousness.
Tiešām sagādā prieku, un katru dienu es raugos uz dienu pilnu Krishna apziņas būs.
Wow, japa! Wow, Mangal Arti.
Mangal Arti.
Wow, Tulsi worship. Wow, the greeting of the deities. Govinda prayers by Jamuna Dasi singing. Wow, so beautiful. Wow, Guru Puja, offering Arti to Prabhupada. Bowing down at Prabhupada's lotus feet. Wow, Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam.
And we studied this morning in the Bhagavatam class that actually
tas, ko mēs šorīt no rīta lasījām, studējām Bhagavatam lekcijas laikā, no patiesībā.
The pure devotees are more attracted to Bhagavatam class than they are going back to Godhead.
Ka tīru baktu vairāk saista Bhagavatam lekcija nekā atgriešanās atpakaļ pie Dieva.
That's how powerful and enlivening a Bhagavatam class is. All they care about is to discuss Krishna consciousness and the association of devotees. That's all they care about.
Lūk, cik fārēn un iedviesmojušas ir Bhagavatam lekcijas, jo tīrs bakti vienīgais, par ko viņš, kas viņam rūp, ir dzirdēt par Krishnu un tad to apspriest kopā ar citiem baktām.
Even the liberation of achieving the same planet as the Lord is not very appealing to them.
Un pat atbrīve, kuras rezultātā tiek sasniegta pati planēta, uz kuras dzīvo Dievs, tas nav viņums pievilcīgi.
Compared to hearing and chanting and discussing Krishna consciousness and the association of pure devotees.
Salīdzinājumā ar Dieva vārds skandēšanu, klausīšanos par Dievu un to diskutēšanu ar citiem baktām par to.
So the question was raised this morning.
Un šorīt bija jautājums.
Where are the pure devotees? We're all impure.
Kur tad ir tie tīrie baktas, jo mēs taču visi nesam tīri baktas.
But Prabhupada says that one who is strictly following the pure devotee is as good as a pure devotee.
Prabhupada saka, ka tas, kurš cieši seko tam, kurš ir tīrs bakta, ir tikpat labs kā tīrs bakta.
He is considered pure.
Viņš ir jāuzskata par tīru.
So actually there are so many pure devotees in our movement.
Patiesībā mūsu kustībā ir ļoti daudz tīru bakta.
Even they are impure.
Pat, ja viņi nav tīri.
Because they are sincerely following the pure devotee Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Tāpēc, ka viņi patiesi seko tīram baktam Śrīla Prabhupāda.
Trying to purify their hearts.
Un cenšas attīrīt savas sirdis.
Prabhupāda considers them to be pure devotees.
Un Prabhupāda uzskata viņus par tīriem baktām.
In fact, he was asked in the early days on a morning walk in San Francisco.
Patiesībā bija tāds fakts, ka izkon pirmsākumos kādā no rīta pastaigām San Francisco viņam uzdeva jautājumu.
Swamiji, how many pure devotees are there on the planet?
Swamiji, cik daudz tīru baktu ir uz planētas?
Prabhupāda's answer, how many devotees are there in ISKCON?
Prabhupāda atbildēja pretjautājumu, cik daudz baktu ir ISKCONā?
So, ISKCON is so wonderful, it's even better than going back to Godhead.
ISKCONs ir tik brīnišķīgs, ka tas ir vēl brīnišķīgāks nekā atgriešanās atpakaļ pie Dieva.
To be in the association of like-minded souls, hearing and chanting about Krishna, that is the ultimate perfection.
Un būt kopā ar līdzīgi domājušām dvēselēm, kas klausās un skandē par Krishna, lūk tā ir pilnība.
So we can have Hare Krishna Kirtan.
Mums ir Hare Krishna Kirtans.
We can study Bhagavad Gita.
Mēs varam studēt Bhagavad Gita.
Study the Srimad Bhagavatam,
Shri
Upanishad, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Instruction. So many wonderful books given by
Prabhupada.
So we're always absorbed in hearing, chanting, remembering, and serving that beautiful, all-powerful Supreme Person.
Skandēt, runāt, atcerēties par šo te brīnišķīgo augstāko Dievu personību.
Then we're already considered to be liberated. We're already liberated.
Un tādā veidā mēs jau esam atbrīvoti.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Es jautāju.
Your hand went up first.
Процесс обретения вкуса к святому имени, он пропорционален, как бы, стиранию пыли из зеркала. То есть, только повторяя имя, можно обрести вкус к нему, или есть другие процессы, например, молитва святым, молиться святым, чтобы появился вкус, или какие-то другие процессы.
Vai ir kādi vēl citi procesi, izņemot svētā vārda atkārtošanu, lai varētu parādīties garša atkārtot svēto vārdu? To achieve this taste for the holy name,
taste
for the holy name, chanting the holy name is the only process to get the taste for the holy name. Or there is there are other
yes.
And what methods?
Shusha shradana sya vasudeva katarchi sam mahat sevaya vipra punya sevana kirtanat. By serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice,
kalpojot tiem baktām, kas ir pilnīgi brīvi no kādiem netikumiem,
great service is done.
Liela kalpošana tiek veikta.
By such service, one gains an attraction for Krishna Katha.
Un veicot šādu kalpošanu, cilvēks iegūst Krishna Katha, tātad sarunas par Krishnu kļūst pievilcīgs.
So find those devotees who are pure.
Atrodiet tos baktas, kas ir tīri.
And serve them with love.
Un kalpojiet viņiem ar mīlestību.
And by that service you'll develop a taste for Krishna consciousness.
Un pateicoties šai kalpošanai, jūsu garša pēc Krishnas apziņas attīstīsies.
This is a verse from the first canto of the Bhagavatam.
Tas ir pants no Bhagavatam pirmā dziedājuma.
Vai jūs, Guru Maharaj, vienkārši nevarat lūdzu mums paskaidrot tā momentu izskaidrot. Es šorīt bija liecinīgs, kā Baktis apsprieda, kas ir svarīgāk svētā vārda atkārtošana vai Krišanas spēļa apspriešana. Vat varat izskaidrot, jo manā prātā ir tā arī neskaidrība.
Could you kindly explain what is more important? And I ask this question because this morning I heard discussion was going on this subject. What is more important, to chant the holy names or discuss God's pastimes?
So what is more important, to chant the holy names or discuss the pastimes of them? Do you think the pastimes of the Lord are not present in the holy names?
Vai jūs domājat, ka Krišnas spēles nav klātesošas svētajā vārdā?
You're making an artificial distinction.
Jūs mākslīgi atdalāt.
Every one of Krishna's pastimes is there within the Hare Krishna mantra. So whether you chant Hare Krishna or you discuss the pastimes, in either case you are associating with Krishna's pastimes.
Vai jūs skandējat Hare Krishna mantru, vai jūs apspriežat Krishna's spēles, ja kurā abos gadījumos jūs esat saskarējat Krishna's spēlē?
And because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself,
tā kā kungs Chaitanya ir pats Krishna,
when you chant Hare Krishna, you're participating in Krishna's pastimes.
Un tad, kad jūs atkārtojat Hare Krishna, jūs piedalīties Krishna's
spēles. The Sankirtan movement is Krishna Lila.
Sankirtanas kustība ir Krishna Lila.
When you join the kirtan, you're already participating in Krishna Lila.
Kad jūs pievienoties kirtanam, jūs jau piedalāties Krishna Lila.
Next question. Yeah.
Shrila Gurudev, I would like to know about the tunes that are used for Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Tune?
Tunes, yeah, melodies. Yeah, because I noticed today you sang using different tunes, but my question is how these tunes appear, are there composers of them, and when a tune is considered to be applicable for Hare Krishna mantra, or any tune can be used?
Prabhupada said any tune can be used. He said you can sing in the melody of your country.
Mans jautājums bija par to, tā kā šodien es dzirdēju, ka skolotājs izmantoja citu melodiju kirtanā, tad kā vispār tās melodijas rodās un vai ir melodijām kāda nozīme un atbildi, šī Prabhupāda teica, ka jebkuru melodiju var izmantot Hare Krishnas.
Just like when Prabhupāda went to Mexico.
Un jūs varat savas valsts melodijas izmantot.
Devotees were singing.
Un kad Prabhupāda devās uz Meksiku.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. It's a Mexican melody.
Mexican tādziedāji.
So Prabhupāda was very, of course, Prabhupāda gave us, he also said why we didn't sing the tunes that he gave us. So, I mean, the tunes that Prabhupāda gave us are very special tunes.
Yeah. Un tajā pašā laikā Prabhupāda teica, kāpēc jūs nedziedat tās melodijas, ko es jums esmu devis, un no kā mēs varam secināt, ka Prabhupāda mums deva īpašas melodijas.
But there are many, many tunes. Anything that helps us to absorb nicely in Krishna's name is very good.
Bet ir daudz melodijas, un jebkuri no tām, kas palīdz mums gremdēties Krišnas vārdā, ir laba.
That tune that I sang tonight, Vishnujana Swami popularized that tune.
Un tā melodija, ko es dziedāju, Vishnujana Swami to padarīja populāru.
And it appears to be derived from a bhajan that Prabhupada sang, which is similar to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare. There's a bhajan tape where Prabhupada sings a similar tune. So there's no hard and fast rule for melodies. But melodies that inspire us in the mood of bhakti, those are very good
melodies. In this regard, you yourself are a musician. Have you ever composed any tune for Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Yes, yes.
Es jautāju, jūs esat pats mūzīts, vai jūs pats arī kādreiz esat kādu melodiju Hare Krishna Mahamantra radījis? Atbildi, jā.
Any other question?
Является ли любое имя Господа его звуковой инкарнацией здесь на земле или только определённым?
Vai jebkurš Dieva vārds ir Dieva inkarnācija, Dieva skaņas inkarnācija šeit uz zemes? Is any name of the God is any name of God considered to be a sound incarnation here on earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then back there in the back.
Doesn't it have to be a bona fide name?
Yeah. It must be. If that's bona fide, it's not a name of God. He has to be a name of God, and so that means bona fide. If it's actually a name of God, it must be bona fide. Otherwise, it's not a name of God.
Then somebody concocted the name.
Then it's not a name of God. You can't concoct a name of God.
Like somebody is chanting Durga, Durga, and Ganesha, or Shiva, Shiva.
If someone is chanting Durga, Durga, Shiva, Shiva.
Ja kāds atkārto Durga, Durga, vai Shiva, Shiva.
Thinking that Durga is God or Shiva is God, then that is not name.
Domājot, ka Durga ir Dievs vai Shiva ir Dievs, tad tas neskaitās.
To chant Durga and Shiva, thinking they're names of God, that is called nam aparad.
Un skandēt Durgas vai Shivas vārdu, domājot, ka viņi ir Dievi, tā ir svārdā vārda apvainojums.
The name has to be bona fide, confirmed by the scriptures.
Tātad, tam ir jābūt Dieva vārdam, ko apstiprina raksti.
Jā.
Является ли поклонение Господу на рисунке более радикальным средством, но ускоренным методом
очищения? Can we say that worshipping Lord Narasimha is more radical, or we could say fast track to cleanse ourselves, to purify?
No.
Ne.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Ask us.
Teiksim, mani apvienošana ir saistīta ar to mūsu fizisko ķermeni, un šīs apziņas kustībā tiek uzsvērts, mēs neesam šis ķermenis, mēs to domu tur turpinam tālāk, tad ir un daudzas citas fiziskā ķermeņa izpausmes, kuras vēlams un aizpratnē būtu daudz vairāk, teiksim, lai tādas nebūtu, kā, piemēram, izvadīšanas funkcijas un tā tālāk, un mēs to turpinām tālāk, tad būtībā tas nonāk, ka mēs mēģinām nevis nolaist šo garīgu, bet ne šo fizisko ķermeni, bet mēs mēģinām tā kā dzīvot nefiziskā ķermeņa dzīvi, kurš tad tas kritērijs, kurš tad būtu tās manis, un kurš tad nedrīkst apmierināt un ir arī cits, ka par šādām teiksim baldīšanai pat vēl.
Well, it's the question is quite complicated regarding our senses and sense gratification, because we have different type of senses, and for instance, when we evacuate our body, it's also a type of pleasure, type of sense.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, and how to distinguish what kind of sense pleasure we should get rid of, and what...
Yeah, it's not difficult. Whatever is required for keeping good health,
viskas ir nepieciešams, lai uzturētu labu veselību.
That you must accept.
Tas ir jāpieņem.
Just like evacuating, passing stool is required for good health.
tā kā piemēram atbrīvoties tualetē no ķermeņa atkritumiem. Tas uztur veselību.
Because I enjoy passing stool, therefore I must stop passing stool.
Nu, tāpēc, ka iet pakakāt, man tas sagādā baudu, tad, no, tāpēc man vajadzētu atturēties no tā.
You do what is necessary for keeping good health.
Jūs darāt to, kas ir nepieciešams, lai uzturētu veselību labā stāvoklī.
So you require prasādam also.
Un tāpēc jums ir nepieciešams prasādam.
To keep strong and healthy, so that's enjoyable. We can enjoy whatever our quota.
Un mēs izbaudām to, kas ir tā mūsu norma.
Īša vāršam idam sarvam jatkinšā jagajam jagat. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe.
Viss dzīvais un viss nedzīvais, kustīgais un nekustīgais, kas ir visumā,
is controlled and owned by the Lord.
To visu kontrolē Dievs Kungs.
Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for himself.
Tāpēc cilvēkam ir jāpieņem tikai tās lietas, kas viņam ir nepieciešamas.
Which are set aside as his quota.
Kas ir atliktas viņam, kā viņam pienākošās.
Knowing well to whom everything belongs.
Labi zinot, kam viss pieder.
So you take whatever the enjoyment you need, that's your quota to keep healthy and strong.
Tātad, tas tik daudz, jums ir jāpaņem tikai tik daudz, cik ir nepieciešams, lai uzturētu jūs veselīgu un stipru.
So a healthy diet that is required.
Un tam ir nepieciešama veselīga dieta.
But beer is not required.
Bet alus nē.
You see, that's not your quota to drink beer.
Un tas nav jums atlikts. Alus dzeršana nav paredzēta jums.
But nice vegetarian foodstuffs, that is your quota.
Bet jauka vegetārā barība, tas
offered to Krishna prasādam.
Kas ir piedāvāta Krishnam un prasādam, kas ir prasādam, tas ir paredzēts jums.
Not that I have to live like a sadhu under the tree in the cold winter.
Tas nav tā, ka man jādzīvo tā kā sadu zem koka augstā ziemas laikā.
Live like a yogi in the Himalayas or something like that.
Vai jogam Himalayos.
Or you live comfortably in your house?
Jūs dzīvojat komfortabli savā mājā?
That house is your quota.
Tā māja, tā jums pienākas.
You can live comfortably in your house.
Jūs varat komfortabli tajā dzīvot.
But turn it into a temple.
Bet pārvērtiet to par templi.
By having kirtan there every day.
Katru dienu rīkojot tajā kirtan.
In this way, you take your quota and utilize it in a Krishna conscious way.
Un tādā veidā ņemiet to, kas jums pienākās, un izmantojot to Krishnas apziņā.
In that way, you become a mahatma.
Un tādā veidā jūs kļūsiet par mahatmu.
A liberated soul.
Atbrīvotu dvēseli.
Next question. Wow. Okay, this one.
Bieži kirtanās mēs dziedam Hare Rāmo, nevis Hare Rāma. Vai tam ir kāda nozīme?
I regularly hear that during kirtan Hare Rāmo is sang. Does it make any difference Hare Rāmo or Hare Rāmo?
That's a Bengali accent.
That's a Bengali accent.
I remember one time I was, a group of devotees were going around Navadvip Dam, and we came to a little village in a forest. And they were actually forest dwellers.
Es atceros, mums bija sveceļojums, un mēs bijām gājām apkārt Navadvīpu.
It was a tribe of forest dwellers.
Un mēs nonācām vienā ciemā, kur bija
a tribe of forest dwellers.
Un mēs satikāmies ar cilti, kas dzīvoja no mežā.
And the little children came and they saw the kirtan party.
Un atnāca mazi bērni, viņi redzēja to kirtanu.
And they chanted Hare Krishna in their Bengali way, and like little children, they went, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
someday.
How was their Bengali way of saying Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna! And it was so cute. I never forgot that. Hare Krishna! But we're not Bengalis, you know. We don't have to emanate Bengalis. It's not that, well, I want to do a really cool kirtan, so I'm going to sing Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo. We don't need to imitate Bengalis, you know. Prabhupada's a Bengali, but he chanted Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. We shouldn't make a fad out of Hare Ramo, you know. It's not natural for us. We're not Bengalis. But if I hear an occasional Hare Ramo, I'm not going to worry. That's not going to bother me. But we shouldn't make a fad out of it. That's all.
Bet, ja es dažkārt dzirdu Hare Ramo, tas man nesatrauc.
Okay, let's see, all right. You're next, after him, yeah.
Mans jautājums saistīts ar mātru skaitīšanu un bhajanu dziedāšanu. Tā kā es nesenas sācis mācīties, gan mātras, gan dziedājums dažādas jautājums sekojuši. Cik svarīgi ir šī klasiskā sanskrita pareizā izrauna dziedot mātras vai bhajanus, bet tomēr svarīgāk ir šis noskaņojums, kādā mēs to veicam. Tātad cik svarīgi ir pareizā izrauna, vai svarīgāk ir šis noskaņojums un sapratni par to, ko mēs dziedam un kam?
As I recently started to learn how to play and sing bhajans, and I'd like to know what is more important, proper pronunciation or proper understanding whom this bhajan, to whom this bhajan is devoted to.
Our pronunciation is not going to probably ever be perfect in this lifetime.
Mūsu izruna vienalga šīs dzīves laikā nekļūs pilnīgi.
So the important thing is the mood of bhakti.
Tāpēc svarīgi ir bhakti noskaņojums.
Arī Kirsten Mahārāj. Un mums jautājums ir, es dzirdēju nesāk kāršanu realizāciju, kad svētais vārds ir tā kā forma, melodija un instrumenti, tā kā ietērti, kuros mēs jums ietērkam. Tādēļ mēs kalpojam, mēs ietērkam, kā izvēlzēt, kādā noskaņojumā redzēties.
Svētais vārds ir forma?
Jā, tad Dievs. Mēs viņu ietērkam un melodiju.
Ok, jā.
Kā Guru Mahārāj iesaka kādu noskaņu praktizēt, daudzināt? Šī ir viena no noskaņām, kā...
Tad svētais vārds, es pagaidu, ka es formu, ar ko mēs nesapratu tomēr. Mēs ietērpjam, ar darbībām, mēs ar kalpošanu, mēs ietērpjam to svēto vārdu.
Jā, kā Dievs, es tempļu, kuras...
Tad svētais vārds ir Dievs,
jā.
Kuru mēs ietērpjam ar...
Jā, melodija un mūzika ir kā viņa apzīmes, ko mēs ietērpjam. Piemērs ir dievībā mums altāra. Mums ir ietērpjas prinšķīgā drānās. Un šī melodija kā drānas. Un tāds otrs lietas.
Vienāgi es tagad nesapratu to saši. Jūs varat angliski pēdēt? Yeah, he will try, because I can't get, he will try to ask in English and I...
Guru Maharaj, I have heard from the senior Vaishnavas that there's a mood of chanting that the holy name is like a form of the deity and the melody and the music instruments is like all kinds of paraphernalia and...
Now I got it. So I have heard from the senior devotees realization that the holy name is like a deity.
Yes.
And melody and instruments are like different paraphernalia, like the dressing and everything.
Yes.
So
yes.
Is it, and then, please, could you continue?
And what is your suggestion to us, how we must treat and approach chanting process.
And what is your suggestion how we should approach this chanting process? How we should see the chanting process?
Everything is sacred.
This is svēts.
It's centered around the name.
viss centrējās apkārt vārdam.
Just like this picture of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Piemēram, šī te glāzna.
There's his form itself.
Tā ir viņa forma pati.
And then there's the frame around the paintings. So the frame helps us to the frame helps us to draw our attention to the seeing his form.
Un tas ierāmējums palīdz pievērst uzmanību viņa formai.
It's not that we would make the frame more attractive than the painting itself, that we would look at the frame instead of the painting.
Ne tā ir, ka nedrīkst padarīt rāmi ierāmējumu svarīgāku par pašu glēsnu, ka rezultātā mēs skatāmies uz ierāmējumu, nevis uz glēsnu.
The frame is to help us meditate on his form.
Un ierāmējums palīdz mums meditēt uz šo te formu.
So the name is like the form of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, and the instruments are like the frame.
Un tātad vārds ir kā Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati forma, un instrumenti ir kā šis ierāmējums.
The melody and all these other things there that help us draw the attention to the name. Their meditation aids.
Un instrumenti un melodija palīdz mums koncentrēties uz šo te formu, meditēt.
They are not ends in themselves.
They are not ends.
They are not ends in themselves.
Meaning goals.
They're not only for their own purpose. They are means of helping us to meditate on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tie ir līdzekļi, kas mums palīdz meditēt uz svēto vārdu.
But they are not mundane. The melody, the musical sounds of a harmonium, a madanga, kartals, they are not, when they're used in kirtan, they become transcendental also.
Un lai gan šie te mūzikas instrumenti un melodija, viņi nav svētais vārds, bet tad, kad tie tiek lietoti saistībā ar svēto vārdu, tad tie kļūst transcendentāli pārpasaulīgi.
The holy name is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Svētais vārds ir Dieva augstākā personība.
And the musical instruments and the melody, this is all Krishna's paraphernalia.
Bet mūzikas instrumenti un melodija ir Krishna's dažādi atributi.
Just like the peacock feather.
Kā piemēram pavas palva.
So these are all kirtan paraphernalia, and they take on a transcendental significance.
Un tie visi ir kirtana atribūti, kas piešķir pārpasaulīgu nozīmi.
Just like the Ratha Yatra cart is not an ordinary material cart.
Kā piemēram, Ratha Yatras rati nav parasti rati.
Prabhupāda went to the construction site.
Prabhupāda devās uz to vietu, kur ratus izgatavoja.
Where the devotees were building the cart.
Kur bhaktas būvēja ratus.
Lord Jagannath was not sitting on it yet.
Un kungs Jagannath vēl nesēdēja tajos.
It was an empty cart.
Bija vienkārši tukši rati.
And Prabhupāda got down and offered his obeisances to the cart.
Un Prabhupāda pienāpot pie tiem noliecās.
So these... All this paraphernalia is sacred.
Visi šie te atributi ir svēti.
And it's being used in Krishna's service.
Visi, kas tiek lietot kalpošanā Krishna.
Does that answer your question?
Vai tas atbildēs jūs jautājumu?
Guru Maharaj, the idea of this question was when you see the chanting process like addressing of a deity, this is a certain mood. Is it so? It's a certain mood.
So seeing the chanting process like the process of addressing deities, it's a certain mood.
Yes, it helps to establish a certain mood, that's right.
Yeah, tas palīdz būt noteiktā noskaņojumā.
And my question is, what is the mood that you suggest to us?
And my question is, what mood you suggest us?
Yes, the proper mood for absorbing in the holy name is given by Prabhupada himself. He is described.
Prabhupada pats ir devis pareizi noskaņojumu un aprakstījis.
Like a child crying to the mother.
Un tas ir tā kā bērns, kurš raud pēc mātes.
We're calling out to Krishna to save us from this material existence.
Mēs saucam pēc Krišnas, lai viņš mūs glābj no šīs materiālās eksistences.
That's the mood that Prabhupada said we should chant in that mood.
Un tas ir tas noskaņojums, kādā Prabhupada teica, mums ir
Now is your question answered? Okay, good. All right.
Isn't that Prabhupada also said, this is an addition, Prabhupada also said, feel the presence of Krishna?
Yes.
Un vēl Prabhupāda ir vēl papildinājums, teica, ka Mataji saka, ka jūti Krishnas klātbūtni.
There's another thing that Prabhupada also said when he said when you chant feel the presence of Krishna. So you feel his presence and in his presence you call out to him for his to save you. Krishna has now come in the form of his name and now I'm calling out, I'm trying to feel and understand he's here right now. And now that he's here, I'm going to take advantage of his presence. I'm going to beg him to please save me from this material existence.
Krishna ir klātesošs un es saucu pēc viņa. Krishna ir atnācis ar savā svētā vārda formā, un es to jūtu un to apzinoties, es lūdzu, saucu pēc viņas palīdzības, lai tiktu ārā no šīs materiālās eksistences.
Sometimes we see the ecstasy. We were talking about the musical instrument. Sometimes in ecstasy, the musical instruments become louder than the chanting. So,
is there a question or a comment?
No, question.
Well, all right, what's the question?
So, how do you see the musical instrument in that regard?
Jautājums, Mataji saka, bet dažkārt ir kirtana laikā ir tā, ka mūzikas instrumentu skaņa kļūst skaļāka pār svētā vārda atkārtošanu, un kāds ir jūsu viedoklis un komentārs šādā par šādām situācijām?
If we get so much in the musical instruments, if we forget about the holy name, then we're going too far.
Ja mēs pārāk daudz domājam par mūzikas instrumentiem, tad mēs aizmirstam
svētā vārda. You know, we get the cards all over, it's going bam, bam, bam. Taking the drum and boom, 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 bam, 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 bam. And we forget about the holy name, then that's the mode of passion.
Tādā demonstrētajā veidā mēs aizmirstām par svēto vārdu, un tā ir kaislības gona.
That's like making the frame so garish that you don't even notice the painting anymore.
Tas ir tas, ka padarīt šo ierāmēju tik pievilcīgi, ka aizmirstat par glēsni.
Okay, yeah.
Известно, что святые мудрецы, которые погружены в святое имя полностью, у них отпадает последнее, естественно, потребности во сне, в еде и так далее. То есть как так происходит, чем мистика процесса? Получается, они питаются непосредственно другой энергией.
Святый человек, который полностью гремдеет в святые варда, в нем зуд непредсечимый перед стажатием procesiem, piemēram, viņiem nevajag vairs ēst, viņiem nevajag vairs gulēt, kas notiek, ka vai viņus uztur cita enerģija.
We have read or we have heard that pure devotees, they lose interest to, or they don't need sleep as much as before or eat as much as before. How to explain that? Is there a different energy that maintains them, their bodies?
Yes.
Yeah.
The more they become connected with the spiritual energy, they don't need as much sense gratification. That's it.
Jo vairāk viņi ir saskarē ar garīgo enerģiju, jo mazāk viņiem ir nepieciešama dažādu maņu.
But don't try to artificially imitate.
Bet nemēģiniet mākslīgi to atdarināt.
That I will imitate Raghunath Das Goswami just taking one pat of butter every other day.
Raghunath Das Goswami, piemēram, nemēģiniet imitēt, kurš nedaudz sirpiku cīt.
You take Vishadam nicely to your full satisfaction.
Jums, piemēram, jāatdēr jau par šādam.
And work hard for Prabhupada every day.
Un katru dienu ir smagi jāstrādā Prabhupādai par prieku.
That's our position. That's our level.
Tas ir mūsu līmenis.
Yeah.
Srila Gurudev, back to the previous question, just to finish it, you said, Mataji mentioned that musical instruments are playing loudly, but does it mean that the louder you chant, the better? So voice should be very loud, or is it the sign of proper way of chanting?
Well, it's not that you have to scream Hare Krishna at the top of your lungs to be Krishna conscious.
Mans jautājums bija par, tika minēts par to, ka mūzikas instrumenti kļūst skaļāki par pašu svētā vārdu atkārtošanu, tad mans jautājums bija, bet tas nozīmē, ka tad jo balss ir skaļāk, jo tas vairāk, jo tas ir pareizāk, ko tais atbild, nē, nav tā jāpļauj, ka no jākliec no visas spēka, cik vien plaukšām ir jauda.
But it shouldn't be a little whimper either, you know, like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Bet te pašā laikā nav jābūt arī tā, ka nāk var dzirdēt.
For japa, you can be so.
Jā, par japa, attiecībā.
But kirtana should be loud enough so that people around you can hear.
Bet kirtanam ir jābūt pietiekami tik skaļam, lai cilvēki sapār var dzirdēt.
But on streets in kirtan, you should make it as loud as possible.
Bet uz ielas kirtans ir, tad jūs gan varat dziedāt, cik skaļi viens vēl.
So the holy name goes far, can be heard all over downtown Riga.
Tā, lai,
echoing up and down all the streets.
Lai svētais vārds ar atbalsu nāk atpakaļ no vecpilsētas.
Yeah, the temple room is one thing and the street is another thing.
Un tad altāra zālē tā ir viena situācija, uz ielas tā ir cita.
On the street you want to drown out all the sounds of the material civilization.
Bet uz ielas jūs varat vienkārši visas mēģināt pārspēt visas materiālās pasaules skaņas.
So on the street, the louder the better, yeah.
Jā, uz ielas jau skaļāk, jau labāk.
Yeah.
Если дома устраиваешь киртан, и соседи не очень как бы воспринимают это, которые живут наверху и внизу. То есть Кришна как-то защищает тех людей, которые устраивают.
Кришна сергает тех человек, которые в мājās сарико тādus kirtanus, ka kaimiņiem tas ne pārāk patīk. Does Krishna protect those who in their apartments make such loud kirtans that neighbors are not pleased by that fact?
You might get evicted. You might get evicted. You might get evicted if you sing so loud the neighbors evicted. Complain to the landlord. You know what evicted means?
No.
They terminate your lease. You may be evicted.
Rezultāts varētu būt tas, ka nama īpašnieks pārtrauc jūsu līgumu ar jums.
So you have to be intelligent.
Jums jābūt saprātīgam.
And follow the normal rules of the society.
Un jāseko sabiedrība, tā normāla, normām, kas pastāv sabiedrībā.
I know in the US, in apartment buildings, everybody has a party every now and then.
Amerikā daudz dzīvokļu mājās, tur cilvēkiem šad un tam ir kādas
balas. Karmis have parties sometimes, you know, they bring their friends over, they play the music loud, they drink beer and they make loud noise. Sometimes they do.
Jā, dažkārt tas notiek, cilvēki sanāk, ir dzeradiņi, spēlē mūziku, priecājās.
So in an apartment building, some amount of partying is always tolerated.
Un līdz zināmam skaļumam daudz dzīvokļu mājās visāds balīts tiek piecies.
So you karmis have their party, you have your party.
Karmi organizē savus balīts, jūs organizējat savējo.
But if you do it at 4:00 in the morning every day, you make it, the landlord may tell you to leave.
Bet ja jūs katru dienu 4:00 no rīta to darāt, tad nu varētu teikt, ka tas namsaimnieks varētu palūkt jūs atstāt dzīvokli.
I'll give you an example.
Es jums sniegšu piemēru.
26 Second Avenue.
New York, 26.
The neighbors upstairs did not like the early morning kirtans.
Kaimiņiem, augšējiem kaimiņiem, augšstāvā nepatīk agrie rīti.
There was a wooden floor with cracks. And they would pour boiling hot water through the floor under the devotees.
Griestos bija spraukas.
un viņi lēja karstu ūdeni, kas tecēja, dardošu ūdeni, kas tecēja visu uz matām.
And so Prabhupāda told them to sing very softly.
Prabhupāda teica, ka jādziedā ļoti maili.
Krishna consciousness is practical.
Krishna's apziņa ir praktiska.
Yeah, devotee know when to sing loud and when to sing soft.
Un bhaktas zin, ka drīkst dziedāt skaļu, kad jādziedā maili.
Throwing rotten eggs
also. Huh?
The
company
were throwing rotten eggs.
When was that?
In New York.
Really? Yeah. Oh, from outside on the street?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I even heard one story that in Germany. Somebody came with a machine gun to kill all the devotees, you know. When the temple room was filled up, all the devotees that came with a machine gun to kill all the devotees. And they came during the Premadvani prayers.
Un viņš atnāca tieši tajā brīdī, kad ir Premadvani.
And everyone was down on the floor. So the bullets went everybody, his nobody was hit, the bullets went all went over their heads.
Un lodis lidoja visiem pāri galvām.
Because they were all saying the Premadvani prayers when the gunman came. So Krishna does protect his devotees. But don't try to push it too far.
But no, nee, it's paraktal.
Okay, anything else?
Melkas.
Yeah.
Skolotājs ir stāstījis tādus stāstus par saviem studentiem, tādiem, kad viņš meklēja dzīves jēgu. Varbūt viņš varētu pastāstīt nedaudz par to, vai viņš atceras kādas savas bērnības noskaņojumus, vai ilgas, kas viņa vēlākajā dzīves ceļā pēc tam noved pie satikšanās ar Prabhupādu.
You have told us many stories from your youth when you were searching for the absolute truth. Is there any childhood memories that could be connected to your desire for this absolute truth later?
Sure.
Could you share some of them?
Well, I remember when I was in church camp.
Es atceros, reizes biju baznīcas tajā nometnē.
One night, he was getting ready to go to sleep at night. One of the other boys in our cabin named Billy Preby.
On tad bērnu nometni, ja, kristiešu nometni, un mēs ar vienu visi jau vajadzēja tā kā iet gulēt, bet mēs ar vienu puiku.
He said, "I've seen God."
Un viņš saka, es redzēju Dievu.
He's down at the tennis court.
Viņš ir uz tenis kortiem.
So he took me down to the tennis court to see God at the tennis court.
Viņš aizvilk mani vakarā uz tiem tennis kortiem.
In the dark night, it's in the middle of the forest, the tennis court in the middle of the forest.
Paraudzītos uz Dievu, un tie tennis korti bija meža vidū.
But it was obvious, but it was nothing. I tried to imagine God was standing there, some big, tall, 20-foot tall man with a long beard, and it was just completely imagination.
Un es atgādu, mēs mēģināju iedomāties, ka Dievs tur ir 20 pēdu augstuma, augsta tāds būtne ar lielu bārdu.
So, I knew it was just imagination, it wasn't real. Yeah.
But es zināju, ka tās ir tikai iedomas, ka tas nav.
But the idea of seeing God was there, you see.
Bet tā ideja redzēt Dievu man jau tad bija.
But the main thing that inspired me was how miserable I was.
Bet pati galvenā lieta, kas iedvesmoja mani Dievu meklējumiem, bija tas sajūsts, kas esmu nožēlojams.
I thought I was the most miserable person in the whole world.
Es domāju, ka es esmu pati nožēlojamākais cilvēks pasaulē.
I thought everybody in the world was happy except for me.
Es domāju, ka pilnīgi visi šajā pasaulē laimīgi izņemot mani.
I couldn't figure out what's wrong with me that I'm not happy.
Un es nevarēju saprast, kas ar mani notiek, kāpēc es neesmu laimīgs.
Some friend of mine told me about something called transcendental meditation.
Viens no maniem draugiem man minēja, ko tādu, kas saucās pārpasaulīgā meditācija.
So I paid my money for diksha. You had to pay a diksha fee.
Es samaksāju dikšas maksājumu.
And I was given one mantra,
Tādu mantru es saņēmu.
And it didn't work.
Bet nekādu rezultātu tā
nebija. It was supposed to give me transcendental enlightenment.
Un es, es sagaidīju, ka tā man dos pārpasaulīgu apgaismību.
I was just like a, I felt like I was an airplane trying to take off, you know, I'm going down the runway, ang. The thing would never lift off, you know.
Es jūtos kā lidmašīnā, kas ripo pa skrēci, bet nekādu nevar pacelties gaisā.
So I went back for a, I went back for a meeting of all the new initiates.
Es devos uz sanāksmi, kur visi jauni iniciētie bija sanākuši.
All the new TMers.
Visi jaunie transcendentālās meditācijas.
They were saying, oh, wow, isn't this great? Wow, this is great. Wow, it's great.
Un visas tās sarunas bija, wow, cik tās ir krota, jā, tas tik ir, tā tik ir lieta.
And I was thinking, what's wrong with me? Everybody else is can meditate and taste transcendental bliss, but there's something wrong with me. I could never think that the guru was a cheater, you see. I was very naive. I was thinking, oh, there's something wrong with me.
Es domāju, ka kaut kas ar mani ir.
I'm just some misfit kind of person who can never achieve happiness even by doing meditation.
Es domāju, ka es esmu pilnīgi neiederīgs kaut kāds cilvēks, kas nevar sasniegt laimi pat ar meditāciju.
So in this way I was a frustrated youth. Yes.
Un es biju pilnīgi izmiss.
But by a wonderful turn of events, by the grace of Krishna, the secret of happiness was revealed to me.
Bet pateicoties Krišna žēlastībai, visas lietas iekārtojās tā, ka šo te laimes vēršu es sajūtu.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Yes.
Правильно я понимаю, что когда люди ведут киртан, а преданные, они должны понимать, для кого они поют. Тем более все, которые повторяют то, что это помнят. Тогда не будет этого крика, и мне будет битье барабани, как на христианской площадке.
Что не будет? Чего не будет? Я не слышал концовку. Не понял. Не будет тогда.
Не будет очень громкого звука в огне страсти.
Do I understand it correctly that if devotees, that devotees who lead kirtans, they should understand the purpose of that, and if they understand it properly, then the kirtan will be pleasant and not noisy and disturbing?
Well, the kirtan can be loud. There's nothing wrong with a loud kirtan.
Nav nekas traks, ja kirtans ir skaļš.
Prabhupāda encourage loud kirtan.
Prabhupāda teica, ka kirtaniem ir jābūt skaļiem.
But the point is you shouldn't drown out the chanting with the instruments. That's the point.
Tā būtība ir tāda, ka ar instrumentiem nevajag pārspēt to skandēšanu.
Prabhupāda led loud kirtan.
Prabhupāda vadīja skaļus kirtanus.
So it's nice, a nice loud kirtan that inspires everyone, gets everyone jumping and dancing, it's great. The only point is don't make the drums and the kartals so loud you can't hear the chanting. The whole point is chanting should always be the center, not the instrument.
Būtība ir, lai kartals un bridangas nav tik skaļas, ka nevar dzirdēt svēto vārdu. Svētajam vārdam jābūt centrā.
Next question. Yeah.
Я слышал где-то, что кто-то, какой-то святой сказал, что постарайся по возможности слушать шутхнам, то есть чистое имя, чистое воспевание. Почему это так важно и как отличить? То есть когда поют поет человек, как понять?
Как сопрастить тиру скандешану, отличить от того, что не такое? I've heard that one should listen as much as possible Shuddhana, pure chanting, and how to distinguish when chanting is pure and when it is not.
If one is chanting Krishna's name and chanting Durga's name, thinking they're the same, I can chant Durga, Hare Krishna, Shiva, and it's all the same. Such kirtan you should not hear. There are professional kirtan singers who are very popular in the material world. They will chant Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Durga Durga, Shiva Shiva, it's all the same. Such kirtan you shouldn't hear. But in ISKCON, we train our devotees to not to, that Krishna's name is different than Durga and Shiva. So anyone who is trying to chant according to Prabhupada's teachings, their kirtan is very good.
Bet tik viens, kurš cenšās skandēt saskaņā ar Prabhupādas
mācību. Even if they're not initiated.
Tā kirtans ir,
jā. They're just a new bhakta struggling to get over the material desires. Because they're chanting under the orders of Prabhupāda, their chanting is very nice. The kirtan is very good.
Bet ja tas ir jauns bhakta, kurš cīnās, kuram ir grūtības dažādas, pat ja tāds skandēt.
Not that well. Unless there's a sannyasi leading the kirtan, I'm not going to join it because it's contaminated. There's a householder leading the kirtan, it's contaminated.
Tā nav pareizi tā attieksme, ka ja vien sannyasi nevar, es pievienos tikai tiem kirtaniem, kurus vada sannyasi.
There's a prayer by one of our acharyas, well, it doesn't matter if you're a householder or you're a sannyasi, if you're chanting Hari Hari, I want your association.
Un vienā no lūkšanām, tiek dzirdēts, nav svarīgi, vai jūs esat ģimenes cilvēks vai sannyasi, bet atkārto Hari Hari, es vēlos ar tevi biedroties.
So anybody who's chanting 16 rounds and following the principle, the four Bhagavad Gita principles, their kirtan is very good.
Tātad tik viens, kurš seko, skandē 16 tāpus un seko četriem regulējušiem principiem, viņi vadīs kirtan.
Others who are breaking the principles, it's better they follow the kirtan rather than lead the kirtan.
Tie, kas neseko šiem principiem, tie labāk, lai viņi seko, piedalās kirtanā, nevis vadīt.
Although we may sometimes let them lead the kirtan to encourage them.
Kaut gan, dažkārt mēs ļaujam viņiem vadīt kirtan, lai viņus iedvesmot.
But those who are more advanced, they should, as a rule, they should lead kirtan. Because there is more potency in their kirtan. But at the same time, we will encourage the others by letting them lead kirtan as well, to help them advance in Krishna consciousness.
Bet dažkārt mēs, lai iedvesmotu cilvēkus, lai viņi attīstās Krišņas apziņā, ļaujam viņiem.
Because it's all going on under the auspices of Śrīla Prabhupāda, it's all purifying for all of us.
Jo viss, kas notiek saskaņā ar Śrīla Prabhupāda, viss tas mūs attīra.
Whether I lead the kirtan, you lead the kirtan, he leads the kirtan, it's all purifying.
Es vadu kirtan, viņš vai viņš vada kirtan, tas viss attīra.
Next question. Yeah.
In the same regard, does it mean, just to clarify, that if we listen to those professional kirtanis who are singing very nicely, it means that we are only enjoying and not purifying ourselves?
Actually, we might even be contaminating ourselves, because Prabhupada said the milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects.
Mans jautājums ir, vai es pareizi saprotu, ka ja mēs klausāmies šos ļoti tos profesionālos dziedātājus, kuru dziedāšana ir ļoti pievilcīga, ka tādā veidā mēs vienkārši tikai baudām un neatīrām sevi. Un skolotājs saka, ka vēl vairāk mēs varam sevi piesārņot, jo Prabhupāda ir teicis, ka piens tiek saindēts, ja tam pieskarās šūska.
The Mayavadi chant Hare Krishna thinking, I am Krishna.
Jo Mayavadi atkārto Hare Krishna domājot, es esmu Krishna.
So their kirtan is actually not purifying.
Un tāpēc viņu kirtans nav attīrošs.
They're thinking that they are Krishna. And by chanting Hare Krishna, they will merge and become Krishna. Next question. Yeah.
Ja bhakta apmeklē jāgļu, kas tiek lietot rīkot par godu Šivam, vai tas ir nelabēlīgi?
If a devotee attends a yagya that is devoted to Shiva, is it auspicious or inauspicious?
We have yagyas here for Shiva in this temple? No, I didn't think we did. No, we do worship Shiva as the topmost Vaishnava. We honor him within our hearts as being the param Vaishnava, the topmost Vaishnava. And such an appreciation for Shiva is good. He is the topmost Vaishnava. But people who the general Shiva worshippers are worshipping him as if he is the supreme Godhead and wanting to get material benedictions from him. So actually we only have one yagya we're interested in attending, and that's Sankirtan yagya. Other yagyas are actually forbidden in this age, in the scriptures. Because they're not actually expertly performed according to the scriptures. They don't yield any actual result as they did in former ages. There's only one yagya that is effective in the Kali Yuga, and that is Sankirtan
yagya.
So that is our yagya, Sankirtan yagya. Other questions? Yeah?
Mums ir jāiz, viņš pats lai piesārņoties, vai mēs varam paņemt vienkārši citu noskaņu. Kā pareizi saprast?
How to understand your words regarding avoiding those impersonalists who are singing Hare Krishna, because as I understand, the holy name is absolute, then what is that contaminating aspect? How we get contaminated?
Prabhupada gives the example just of the milk touched with the lips of a servant causes poisonous effects. So the holy name is the milk, and the impersonalist is the poisonous serpent. So along with the milk of the holy name, you're getting the poison of impersonal sangha, impersonal association.
Prabhupada sniedz šo piemēru, ka ja čūska ar savu dzelonu pieskarās, ar savu mēlu pieskarās pienam, tad piens tiek saindēts. Un šajā gadījumā svētais vārds ir piens, un
šajā become,
personalists ir kā čūska. Un kas notiek, tad, kad viņš dzied, tad līdz ar pienu jūs saņemat to indi.
You become attracted to that Mayavadi kirtan singer.
Un rezultātā jūs pieķeraties šim Mayavadi kirtanistam.
Wow, he's really on a high level.
Un jūs sakāt, wow, kādā līmenī viņš ir.
Wow, he's really exalted to sing like that. He must be really an exalted saint.
Lai tā varētu dziedāt, tam ir jābūt ļoti cēlam svētējam.
So you become attracted to the kirtan singer.
Jūs pieķeraties, piesaistaties šim.
And you want to be like him.
Un jūs vēlaties kļūt kā viņš.
It's a natural thing.
Tā ir dabiska lieta.
If you're attracted to someone's kirtan, then you want to become like them.
Ja kāda cilvēka kirtans jūs saista, tad jūs vēlaties kļūt kā tas cilvēks.
But what is his philosophy?
Bet kāda ir viņa filozofija?
It's materialistic.
Tā ir materialistiska.
So in this way there's a pollution. But Prabhupada did say in one place that even then there's still some benefit because it's the holy name.
Bet Prabhupāda vienā citā vietā arī te pašā laikā ir teicis, ka vienalga ieguvums ir, jo tas vienalga ir svētais vārds.
This person is a famous kirtan. He has many, many followers all over the world. He's a very popular kirtan singer.
Jā, un ir kāds ļoti, ļoti slavens kirtanists.
But they don't become devotees.
Un kuram, un tam ir ļoti daudz dažādu sekotāju, bet...
They're just attracted to him.
They,
I don't even know one of his thousands of followers who became a devotee.
Not even one.
Even though they love his Hare Krishna Kirtan. I do know one of his followers who likes to chant with us too, but he didn't become a devotee. So there's not much, even though people like the music, there's not much purification effect that comes from it. But the ISKCON kirtan, people who hear this kirtan, they become devotees. Because this kirtan has bhakti shakti. The impersonalist kirtan has no bhakti shakti. Although there is some benefit from the name, there's no doubt. But it's covered, it's like I give you some milk, but there's some poison mixed with it, you know. I mean, I was also chanting Hare Krishna with a Mayavadi conception. At one point. I had been trained in Mayavadi philosophy. So I would chant, but I didn't become a devotee at that time. Even though I was chanting, I didn't become a devotee. But then later on I met Vishnujana Swami, and I, at that time I gave up the impersonal conception. And then when I chanted, it had a great uplifting effect on my consciousness. I started chanting in 1968. But I had an impersonal conception. Therefore, I did not become a devotee, even though I was chanting sometime. But in 1971, when I chanted with the personal conception, then it completely transformed my consciousness. So I'm speaking from my own experience. Chanting with an impersonal conception, not much benefit. But chanting with the personal conception, very, very big benefit.
Bet ļoti liels iegums, ja to dara personāla koncepcija.
Because the name is a person.
Jo vārds tā ir personība.
And if you deny his personality when you're chanting his name, you can't really approach the name.
Jo, ja jūs noliedzat personību, tās būtnes vārdam, tā vārdam, ko jūs skatāt,
you're always at a distance from the name. So you're not actually connecting with the name until you become a personalist.
Jūs vienmēr būs distance, un jūs nekad nevarēsiet izveidot saikni ar vārdu, kamēr jūs nepieņemsiet, ka tā ir persona.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupāda's analogy is very appropriate analogy.
Tāpēc Srila Prabhupāda's analogy ir vietā.
It's like milk touched by the lips of the serpent. Does that answer your question? Anything else? Okay.
Слышать святое имя настолько же благоприятно, как его произносить, или есть разница?
Klausīties svēto vārdu un to atkārtot, tas ir viens un tas pats, vai tur ir kāda šķirība? Hearing the holy name and chanting the holy name, effect is the effect is the same, or there's a difference?
It's the same and different, simultaneously.
Vienlaicīgi tas ir tāpat un atšķirīgi.
So I'll elaborate on that. Whether you're hearing Krishna or you're chanting Krishna, either way you're connecting with Krishna, the person.
Vai jūs dzirdat par Krishna, vai jūs skandējat par Krishna, jebkurā abos gadījumos jūs esat kontaktā ar personību.
If you don't, but if you refuse to chant, you only hear.
Bet jo jūs atsakaties skandēt vienīgi klausāties.
Then you're dependent to be around others who are chanting.
Tad jūs esat atkarīgs no tiem, kas skandē.
So your position is not as strong.
Jūsu stāvoklis nav stabils.
The one who will also chant on his own.
Bet tas, kurš arī pats atkārtot Dievu vārdu.
He can always hear Hare Krishna because he's willing, he's chanting 24 hours a day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Tad viņš var dzirdēt svēto vārdu vienmēr, 24 stundas diennaktī.
So one who chants and hears, he's in a stronger position than one who only will hear, but not chant.
Tā kā tas, kurš gan skandē, gan klausās, ir stabilākās stāvoklī nekā tas, kurš tikai klausās.
So in that sense, it is different.
Un no tā aspekta tas ir atšķirīgi.
The one who chants along with hearing, he's better than the one who will only hear, but will not chant.
Tā kā tas, kurš skandē un arī klausās, tas ir labākās stāvoklī.
But even the one who will not chant,
bet pat tas, kurš neskandē svēto.
If he will go on hearing, he will eventually chant also.
Tad, ja viņš turpinās klausīties, tad galu galā viņš sāks arī atkārtot svēto.
Because this hearing process is purifying.
Tāpēc, ka klausīšanās process attīra.
He keeps hearing about Krishna, and before long he'll also be chanting Hare Krishna.
Un, jo viņš turpina klausīties, un pienāk laiks, tad viņš sāk arī skandēt pats.
Therefore, we go out on the street and force them to hear Krishna.
Tāpēc mēs dodamies uz ielās un piespiežam cilvēku klausīties.
Because Prabhupada said we are forcing them to become pious.
Mēs Prabhupada teica, mēs piespiežam viņus būt skaidrībā.
So the more they hear about Krishna here, they'll be also chanting.
Tad jo vairāk viņi dzirdēs, jo galā arī viņi sāks skandēt.
And chanting is enchanting.
Un skandēšana tā ir apburošana.
The more you chant, the more you become enchanted with Krishna.
Vēl angliski, bet latviski, jo vairāk jūs skandējat, jo vairāk tā vārda skaņa jūs apur.
And the more you become enchanted with Krishna, the less you become enchanted by Maya.
Un jo vairāk jūs apur Krishna, jo mazāk jūs saista Maya.
And the whole point is to fall in love with Krishna.
Un galu galā, galu mērķis ir iemīlēties Krishna.
To give up your love affair with Maya.
Lai pārtraukt savas attiecības ar
Maya. Your old girlfriend, Maya Devi.
Savas mīļākās attiecības ar savu mīļāko.
Or boyfriend, you know, whatever.
Jā, kā
vīrieši
ir sievieši.
Next question. This will be the last question now. Anyone have a final question?
Pēdējais jautājums.
Kā varētu attīstīt tādas bailes, kuras man neļautu netaisīt tos apvainojumus, 10 apvainojumus svētā vārda atkārtošanā?
I have heard that fear helps us to get rid of material sense enjoyment. And I would like to know, is it possible to develop such a type of fear that helps us to avoid 10 offenses?
Yeah.
Yeah. How to do that? I would like to know how to do that.
Are you afraid of going down to the animal kingdom?
Vai jums ir bail nokļūt dzīvnieku valstībā?
Huh? Are you afraid of becoming a dog in your next life?
Jums ir bails kļūt par suni nākamajā dzīvē.
If I told you you could become a dog in your next life, you're not careful, would that be fearful for you?
Vai tas ir biedējušies un teiks, ka jūs kļūsiet par suni nākamajā dzīvē?
So it's very good. I better so I don't become a dog in my next life. I better follow these principles. Okay, we'll stop here. We thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna's holy name ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna.